The scene is a bar and brothel in a small mining town in the Congo. The owner of the bar, Mama Nadi, discusses a business transaction with the traveling salesman. The goods they're negotiating? Young women.
How many?
Three.
Three? But I can't use three right now, you know that.
Of course you can. And I'll give you a good price if you take all of them.
I don't know. They look used, worn.
Oh, come on, Mama. Take another look, a full look. You said it yourself, business is good.
Okay. The one in front.
Three. Come on, don't make me travel back with them.
Just one. How much?
So begins Ruined, a play about the plight of women in the war-torn Democratic Republic of the Congo. Since gaining its independence from Belgium in 1960, the Congo has endured a series of corrupt governments and decades of civil war. Various rebel groups have pilfered its mineral wealth and terrorized its people. One method of terror they employ? Rape. Estimates put the number of Congolese women raped over the last decade between 500,000 and over 2 million. While the West has paid only passing notice to these atrocities, writer Lynn Nottage focused attention on the issue with her 2009 Pulitzer Prize-winning play, Ruined, which is being staged in Birmingham for the first time.
The title of the play, Ruined, refers to when a woman is raped to the point that reconstructive surgery would be needed. The play was actually based on an anti-war play called Mother Courage by Bertolt Brecht.
Jonathan Fuller directs the show, produced jointly by City Equity Theater and the Aldridge Repertory Theater. Fuller says the character Mama Nadi poses a conundrum for the audience.
Is she feeding off these women? Is she, totally profiting from the war? Well, yeah, she's profiting. She's making a living off the war. Nevertheless, she is sheltering and feeding and, in many ways, taking care of some women, one of which is Ruined.
Everyone has their hand open since this damn war began. I can't do it. I keep food in the mouths of 8 women when half the country's starving. So don't give me shit about taking on one more girl.
The opening night performance of the play will benefit the Footprints Foundation, which raises money to assist the women of the Congo. Lorna Owens is the founding director of Footprints.
We will use some of the money to provide surgery for the women who've been raped, and that's about $250 per surgery. And the remainder of the money will be used to help reduce maternal and infant mortality, because as we research the Congo and what the villagers and the women told us is that their women and their babies are dying in childbirth. And so we're taking nurses and doctors here from Miami, University of Miami, and we're going to the Congo and we're setting up training programs for the nurses and also the traditional birth attendants. So that's how the money will be used.
It's ironic that residents of a country so rich in minerals need financial help from a Florida-based nonprofit. Congo is home to 60% of the world's supply of coltan, short for columbite tantalite, a valuable mineral used in electronic devices like cell phones. Still, Congo has one of the lowest per capita incomes in the world. The play resonates with those who want to change the outlook for the Congolese people. Because despite the brutality and fear she lives with, Mama Nadi reflects a determination to survive that is testimony to the resilience of the human spirit. Director Jonathan Fuller says it's a ray of hope in an otherwise very dark landscape.
In a lot of ways, you don't like her at the beginning, and the more you get into the story, the more you understand why she's doing what she is doing. And you really ask yourself, what would I do in that situation? People that are coming to this have to know they're going to see something very serious and very good, I think, but very, very serious.
Ruined opens tonight at the Virginia Sanford Theater with a special performance to benefit the Footprints Foundation. For information on the production, visit WBHM.org. For WBHM, I'm Greg Bass.